Adventures of Jungle Jim. A complete radio episode based on the action pictures and characters of the same name that appear every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. A grueling ordeal on a tiny Japanese-held island cost the lives of several valiant fighters among Jungle Jim's guerrilla raiders. Under cover of the tropic night, the haggard survivors left the hated island aboard a Navy privateer bomber. Relief at their rescue was short-lived, however, as a horde of Jap night fighters attacked the lone bomber. Many of the crew were killed, others wounded, so that Jim himself hastily took over the controls. One of the motors, as well as the radio sending equipment, were put out of action in the attack. Now, in the hour before the dawn, they are within sight of the Great Plains home base. But their troubles are far from over.
Base is leery, Jim, because we don't answer their radio call signals.
Well, you can't blame them, Mac. They know this plane was sent into Jap territory.
Yeah, they're not sure, but what we're Japs who swiped it back at the island.
Their suspicion is understandable, but hardly reassuring.
I was afraid this would happen when our sending gear was knocked off.
Well, what do we do?
Their last message said they'd open up on us if we don't respond and identify ourselves.
Yeah, and with our sender on the fritz, how can we do that?
We'll have to cruise around out of their way till we figure something out.
Gasoline is getting low, remember?
We ought to write the OPA for a B-card.
That ain't funny, McGovern. They decide to open up. This darkness won't help us any either. Their radar will take care of that.
According to this estimable chart, the base is about 2 points to starboard.
Take the stick, Sing. Just orbit around the edge of the base, so they know we're not trying to sneak off.
Where are we going, Jim?
Come on. Must be something aboard that'll help us out of this jam.
How are you doing, Jane? You getting any good programs on those earphones?
Not a word from the base since they sent that message saying or
else. Where's Kolo?
He took over the top gun turret. Mac, you better grab these earphones again. Morse code to me is just so much static.
Oh, you ought to do something about that, babe. For all you know, they might be asking for your autograph.
If they did, I'd at least know how to write it.
Oh, come on. Change the needle, you two. Hey, Mac, where are the equipment lockers?
Mostly in the fuselage aft. Take Glamourpush with you.
Yeah, I get kind of lonely with no one around but Mac.
Come on, Jane.
I'll give you a holler if the base starts getting anxious.
It doesn't look so good, does it, Jim?
No, I don't know. Could be worse.
And it will be any minute. What are you looking for?
Emergency locker. Might give us an idea.
Over here. Frenchie was sleeping on it when the fun began. Boy, I didn't know they went in for technicolor with their parachutes.
These are small chutes for messages. Every color has a definite meaning.
Well, if one of them means, for Pete's sakes, have a heart, get it out and let's drop it.
Here, this one will do. Means casualties aboard. Have ambulances stand by for crash landing. Now, let's see, somewhere there ought to... Oh, yeah, down at the bottom here.
Oh, it's certainly a king-size cap pistol. As big as that thing in the circus they shoot a man out of.
Oh, it's a flare pistol, Jane. All right, come on.
Hey, Jim. Listen to this.
Well, they're certainly not fooling, are they? I got a pencil, Mac?
Yeah, I got the stubber one somewhere. Here.
What was that message, Mac?
Well, it wasn't any singing telegram. They give us 30 seconds to identify ourselves before they open fire.
Jane, while I write this, tell Sing to circle as low as he can over the base.
Right. But how can he find it in this dark?
20 seconds, Jim.
I know. I'm writing it as fast as I can. Sorry, Mac.
Yeah, Sing must have learned how to bank a plane on the Lake Placid bobsled run.
Almost set now.
12 seconds, Jim.
There, now then. Tie it around this way to shoot. Come on, give me a hand, Mac.
Sure.
We'll drop this thing out the gun hatch here.
Wait till I slide her open.
Now, take the flare pistol.
Yeah.
Aim it behind us. As soon as I let go, pull the trigger.
I got you, so the flare will light the way for it, eh?
Ready? Shoot.
I must have aimed it.
No. The chute's opening now. They'll see it all right.
Oh, boy. We just got that off under the wire, Jim. 3 more seconds and buffle.
Says we better start getting results pretty soon. Gas is nearly gone.
I can't do anything till I read my message, Jane.
What'd you write, Jim?
Just the regular crew were nearly all casualties. Our radio center was snafu. I signed my name and serial number and asked for instructions.
Shouldn't take long to get an answer. Those warnings they gave us showed they're alerted, all right.
Hey, hear that?
There goes one of the motors.
This thing wasn't kidding about our gas supply.
We're already on the auxiliary tanks. The rest of you better get ready to bail out.
Nothing doing, Jim. Not with casualties aboard.
Mac's right, Jim. And besides...
Hey, look at that, would you?
Look. There's the breakwater right outside the base.
Boy, this is like a Hollywood preview.
That's a star shell. They wanted to look us over.
Here's our answer. Open the bulkhead to the pilot's compartment, Jane.
Okay. But what are they saying?
It's okay now. They're telling us how to land.
Wind southeast. Go to northwest end of base.
Hurry, Jane. Tell Singh.
Go to the northwest end of the base, Singh.
Northwest end. I understand.
Watch for signal flare guiding you to landing bay.
Watch for signal flare.
Hang on. We're dropping.
Out of gas. But the base will think it's a trick, Jim.
We can't follow their instructions now. And if they open on us, why, we haven't got a prayer.
Sing Lee tries desperately to keep the great plane under control, but the catastrophe has already fallen. We'll see what happens in just a moment. You know, when you ask your dealer for the Comic Weekly, you're asking for America's favorite funnies. Its streamlined, full-color pages bring you more than two dozen of your favorite features. Features that make the Comic Weekly stand for Adventure Time. No wonder 15 million grown-ups and youngsters all over the country look forward to it the first thing Sunday morning. And no wonder the 15 Sunday papers that distribute the Comic Weekly are the leading Sunday papers of the nation. Now, one of our great distributors is in this city, so ask for it at your dealers every week. The figure of Puck and the name, the Comic Weekly, are your guarantee of excitement, thrills, and action. And right now, there's plenty of action ahead with Jungle Jim.
I'll switch it over to dual control and take the other stick, Singh.
It may do no good, but it can do no harm.
There. That any better?
Yes, but hold it there.
I just hope we don't come down on top of that breakwater.
We have no choice as to where we come down, Jim.
No. It would help if it wasn't so blasted dark out there. Easy now, easy. Hold her back, Zane.
Yeah, I am watching it.
Dropping faster every second. Hey, Mac.
Yes?
Have the men fasten their safety belts.
Stand by, Jim.
Keep her nose up now. Hold her back.
At least you American gunners have not so far demonstrated their accuracy at our expense.
Well, when they heard our motors conk out, they knew we couldn't get very far, even if they didn't believe my message.
Altimeter is nearly at zero.
Right. Hold everything, men. Any minute now.
Ignition is off. Straps are down. If I had two more hands, I would like a joystick in fervent prayer.
Watch it now, watch it. Pull her back, Singh.
Back! Back!
Here we go! Hang on!
Nice going. You guys did a swell job.
Anyone hurt?
A Frenchie smacked his noggin, but Colo's looking after him, and the rest of us are okay.
Well, Singh, it looks like we made it.
I should be most unwilling to repeat the effort.
It'll be dawn before long. But this plane won't stay afloat forever. Try to send up another flare for them, so they can send a launch after us. We're going to have a lot of explaining to do when we get ashore. And if they don't like our answers, we'll really be in the soup.
Observe, Jim. The sun is rising at last.
Yes, and for once it won't be the Japanese rising sun either.
Oh, that launch has spotted us. Look, they're swinging over this way.
And the fingers of the dawn pointed us out to them.
They can't get here too soon to suit me. I want out of here.
Me, I'm going to spend the whole day soaking in a hot tub.
Now, how do you like that? She probably expects to have bath salts, too.
I just want a chance to wash my hands.
Huh?
Of you.
Skip the bouquets, you two. Let's get back and open that main bulkhead.
Okay, you guys. Frenchie, Colo, Bailey, and the rest of you. Get your gear together.
I suggest extreme caution, Jim. Observe belligerent aspect of approaching launch.
Golly, it's bristling with guns.
Well, that's okay, babe. We can tell them who we are now.
How are you coming with that bulkhead?
It's all okay, Jim. Wide open so we can get out of here. Where's the cap I took off of that Jap captain?
On floor beside Lackerman.
Thanks, Sid. I went through too much to get these souvenirs to leave them behind now.
Ahoy on the plane!
Ahoy on the launch!
Show and identify yourself, and no tricks!
No tricks, he says. What's the matter? Were you...
Mac!
Why, that no good... He took a shot at me. At me!
Well, why wouldn't he with that Jap army cap on your thick head?
Huh? Holy smoke, I forgot.
Show yourself, and keep your hands up.
Why, you lubber-headed nitwit, stop acting so trigger-happy and come alongside and give us a hand.
Hold your fire, man. That last voice was no Jap, but it was certainly no soldiers either. Hey, what gives here anyway?
It's all right, Chief, it's all right. I'm Captain Bradley. This is Colonel Sing Lee of the Chinese Army. And this souvenir collector is Sergeant McGovern.
Aye, aye, sir. He was nearly ex-Sergeant McGovern when we saw that Jap monkey hat. Hey, Carter, throw a line aboard and make fast.
Got it, Mac?
Yep, all set.
You go first, Jane. What's your footing now? Give Miss Lauren a hand, Chief.
Aye, aye, sir. Well, quite a war we're fighting these days. Say, aren't you Jane Lauren, the movie star?
Yes.
You know, you were given up for lost when that USO tour...
That's right, sailor. I turn up like a bad penny.
No, ma'am. You're one bad penny I could always have around as a good luck piece.
Oh, brother.
We'll need help with the casualties, Chief.
Aye, aye, sir. Hey, Callahan, Howie, Hastings, Dempsey, sharp now.
The wounded are back in the personnel compartment.
Kind of sticky, sir?
Very. That's it, Colo. Onto the launch. Frenchie, Sing.
Do my unworthy nostrils detect the pungence of hot coffee?
Right you are, sir. Plenty enough for all hands, too. Miss Lauren, don't you want my jacket over your shoulders?
No, thanks, Chief. Just a little of that coffee, please.
Cripes, next they'll bust into a wall.
Say, what's that?
Air alert. On the double in there. Position red.
Position red?
I'll say it is. Look up there, to the west.
My aged eyes see nothing but blue skies.
They won't be blue for long, Sing.
You mean those little black dots?
Those little black dots are Japs, and they're heading this way.